When seniors need additional care, their families are the first to respond. If you're a caregiver, you need to know that you're not alone. That's why Bright Star Care of the St. Croix Valley has created a series of monthly gatherings called the Care Together Cafe. The cafe is a great way to meet caregivers just like you and to hear from local experts about the issues important to seniors and their families. The events are free and include wine and hors d'oeuvres at the Swirl Wine Bar in Afton. On Wednesday, July 25th, the Care Together Cafe meets once again at the Swirl Wine Bar from 3 to 5 p.m. The topic is the life sentence of waivered services versus owning your future. Own Your Future is an initiative by the state of Minnesota to encourage citizens to have a plan for financing long-term care as they grow older. Our speaker, Beth Patterson, is appointed to Minnesota's Own Your Future advisory panel. Beth is Executive VP of Reverse Mortgages SIDAC and creator of the Savvy Senior Sources Guide. KLBB recently sat down with Beth to discuss the Own Your Future initiative and to preview her presentation at the Care Together Cafe.
Own Your Future is an initiative by the state of Minnesota. It's kind of evolving over time as people are aging and looking at what resources are available or what we need to do to plan for the future. And I am on the advisory panel, headed up by the Lieutenant Governor. We had our first meeting in June, and the rollout of Own Your Future will be happening this fall. So we're still in somewhat of the planning stages to make people aware of the needs for planning. Between 2010 and 2030, the number of individuals over 65 will grow by 107%, while the rest of the population grows by 6%. That's a huge difference. And persons over 65 have a 70% risk of needing long-term care. And long-term care referring to some types of services because of health. A lot of times when people hear long-term care, they think it means long-term care insurance. There is a distinction there. We're talking about long-term care of having needs because of health or disabilities. And long-term care is the help to receive in your home or a facility when you no longer can do daily tasks of living, such as cleaning the house or bathing or dressing, bringing help in. And home care is one service that can help people remain in their home. Obviously, everybody still wants their independence, and sometimes that's hard to give up, but you don't necessarily have to give it up. You may just need to look at it in a different way. They want peace of mind. They want security, financial security, how they're going to still be able to take care of themselves and not rely on others or rely on the government. For planning ahead, what is really important is looking at how you are going to be able to finance the long-term care needs. And as we are growing, we're finding that boomers in particular don't have the funds. We haven't saved as much as our older generation, and part of that is just life that has happened. But even the older generation, what we often consider seniors now, this morning I just talked to a gentleman, and he's 91. And he had done a reverse mortgage several years ago, and he said he had no idea he was going to live this long, or when he retired, he thought he had the money that was going to last. It's not lasting. So what we're needing and what people need to do is look at how are they going to be able to fund their long-term care aging, whether it's looking at long-term care insurance, annuities or other insurance products, reverse mortgages. And that's part of what the state is looking at with Own Your Future, to say, let's look at how you can plan and look at some of the options that are available. Aging in place is a big topic right now, and a large percentage of people do want to stay in their home. And it is cheaper to stay in one's home, both for the government and individuals. So having a plan to be able to do that is very important. And it comes into play with Own Your Future, because that's what they're talking about, is how can you own your future and be able to live where you want to live. If one doesn't have a plan, then they lose the control and choices, and that it would lead to, depending on the government, to pay for their long-term care. And there's only certain housing, senior housing facilities that accept the government funds. There's only certain home care companies that accept the government funds. So you would have to go to use one of their services versus making your own choice. And the funds aren't going to be around forever. The government dollars are drying up, as we're all hearing about. And so it's so important that we look at, you know, our planning our own future and how we're going to be able to do that. Not that the funds are going to go away completely. There will always be something, but you lose a lot of choices and it's going to be harder to get on those and longer period of time to get on those. I have specialized in reverse mortgages since 1999 and have become known as an expert here in Minnesota, but also nationally. I have been involved with the Department of Human Services in educating them about the reverse mortgage so that they understand it. And that's what led to my being appointed to the Own Your Future Advisory Panel to come in and help the Own Your Future initiative understand reverse mortgages and how the reverse mortgage is also an important part of planning for your future. The benefits that they're going to learn is some options. What the state is doing to help people be aware of the initiative and the need for planning their own future. And I will also be providing information on how to help people remain independent, services that are available, you know, the reverse mortgage, home care, long-term care insurance. I do not sell long-term care insurance. I need to clarify that, but understand it enough on what the needs are. So I'll be sharing that, why Own Your Future is such an important initiative. And then I'll talk a little bit, one of the other initiatives by the state is Communities for a Lifetime, and that is looking at how people can form teams to help communities look at what they can do to make the community accessible for everybody. When you make the community accessible for seniors, it's also good for all ages. When you do become a caregiver, you do feel alone. You feel stressed. You don't know where to turn. And you're not alone. There are options out there. Cindy's company, Bright Star, is home care that can provide companion services all the way up to skilled nursing services so that people can remain in the home. And you as a caregiver don't have to feel the stress. So the Care Together Cafe provides that network of support, ideas of what is available, and just knowing that you don't have to be the only one. You're not the only one feeling the way that you're feeling.
Thanks, Beth. Reserve your place at the Care Together Cafe by visiting klbbradio.com and typing the keyword search Bright Star. This month's presentation is July 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton. Enjoy wine and hors d'oeuvres and get a free copy of Beth Patterson's Savvy Senior Sources Guide. Again, RSVP by visiting klbbradio.com and typing the keyword search Bright Star. For more information, call Cindy Ross at Bright Star Care of the St. Croix Valley at 651-234-0044. Meet caregivers just like you at Bright Star Care's Care Together Cafe, July 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton, Minnesota.